The Metta Bhavana, the practice of loving kindness. Before you begin this practice, choose the three people you're going to use in the second, third, and fourth stages. That is a good friend, a neutral person, and someone difficult. And it doesn't have to be the most difficult person in your life at the moment. Taking time to settle into your meditation posture. Making sure you're in a position or posture that is right for your body. Allowing your eyes to close. Letting your face soften around the jaw, eyes, and forehead. So a feeling of the face soft and open. You might like to try introducing an internal smile, encouraging the facial muscles to relax, allowing your eyes behind the eyelids to become soft, still, just resting. Taking your attention now down to your contact with the floor and what you're sitting on. Having a sense of the ground beneath you, supporting you. Allowing the weight of your body to be given up to this support. Slowly beginning to experience your body from the ground up. As you do that, imagining your awareness filling your body, perhaps like a warm, soft light, penetrating gently into your bones and muscles, softening the body as it moves upwards, taking in the feet and legs, up into the pelvic area, and into the lower back. Becoming aware of how your body responds to your direct attention. This warm and kindly attention. The practice of metta begins by addressing ourselves with an attitude of love and kindness. So taking the time now you need to contact your physical experience. Not forcing awareness into the areas of the body that feel resistant to this warm awareness. Bringing awareness to this resistance, allowing the areas surrounding it to soften. So drawing your attention now through the back, across your shoulders, and down your arms into your hands, focusing attention on your hands, checking they're still and relaxed, and that your arms feel comfortable. Bringing your attention back up your arms into your neck and into the base of your skull. Feeling the muscles of your neck release and soften. As you return to your face, allowing the whole of your face to soften and relax a little more. The forehead, the cheeks, mouth and jaw. Feeling the air making contact with the skin of your face. And becoming aware of the breath entering and leaving the body. Finding space inside your body. Allowing the breath to be easy and natural. Awareness of the body responding to the breath. Maybe having a sense of your body being alive with the breath. Feeling the movements of your body as the breath comes and goes. Allowing the breath to soften the belly from the inside. Then in your chest. Feeling the whole of your rib cage gently expanding to accommodate your breath. Both at the front, sides and back. Keeping an overall sense of stillness in your body. Experiencing the soft rhythm set up by the breath. Slowly using the breath to gather your awareness in your chest, inside your body, where you imagine the heart to be. Imagine the breath is creating a connection between your heart and your head. On the in-breath, bringing awareness into that area. And on the out-breath, allowing whatever feelings are present to be here in awareness with acceptance. Spending some time now experiencing the breath as connecting the head and heart. Allowing the breath to create a sense of spaciousness around your heart area. Experiencing what you feel. Allowing your heart to express itself into the space your breath is creating. Beginning to imagine that the breath is carrying down into your heart a sense of well-wishing towards yourself. This may be a few simple words. May I care for myself. Or just your name spoken in your mind with warmth and kindness. Keeping it simple. Just the intention of well-wishing directed into your heart, into your body. May I be well. May I be happy. Softly dropping the words in. Allowing the heart to respond in its own time. Allowing the words and intention to settle. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. Inviting you now to bring to mind a good friend, evoking them in whatever way works for you. It might be an image of their face, remembering their name or voice, or remembering the last time you met, bringing them into awareness. Experiencing the warmth in your heart, naturally turning towards them. May they be happy. May their life be how they would like it to be. Again, taking your time, not forcing out a feeling. Just working with a clear intention to wish them well. Experiencing any response you might have to this intention. Enjoying any positive feelings or thoughts that this intention generates towards your friend. Keeping your friend in mind. Maintaining a sense of your friend. Developing a simple intention of well-wishing, of metta, together with an overall awareness of yourself. May your friend be happy. May they be well. May they be free from suffering. May they live with ease and peace. Gently allowing your friend to fade away from your attention and bringing to mind a neutral person who, like yourself and your friend, also wishes to be happy. Maintaining the same kind intention, the same well-wishing as before, and simply extend it to include this person. Keeping your sense of them as bright and clear as possible. Coming back to them if you find your attention moving away. Looking beyond what you know about this person, maybe imagining where they live, where they work, who they relate to. Bringing to mind your similarities. You both suffer at times, feel joy at others. You're both breathing and wanting to be happy. If it feels right for you, gently wishing them well by using some words. May they be well, may they be happy. May they be free from suffering. Maybe breathing between the little phrases, dropping the words in with great meaning. Not forcing anything, just allowing whatever positive feelings you have to radiate out to this person. Being sensitive to what is there, rather than trying to create some big feeling. May this neutral person be well and happy. May they be free from suffering. And may they live with ease and peace in their life. Breathing in the sense of the neutral person. Wishing them well. Allowing the neutral person to fade from your attention and gently checking in with the body, easing any tension that may have built up, letting go into gravity, softening. Awareness of the breath in the body, of the breath in the area of the heart. And now inviting you to bring to mind the difficult person As I said before, it doesn't have to be the most difficult person. It might be someone you are irritated with, or who is irritated with you. Noticing what happens in the body as you introduce this person. If you feel any tensing in the shoulders, belly, or anywhere else, taking a few slightly deeper breaths and softening around these areas. Also noticing if the mind has gone into a story about this person, and gently coming back to this moment and the intention to wish this person well. You might like to imagine this person well and happy. Imagine them relaxed and joyful. Maybe in this way, seeing the other side of this person. Wishing this person well. Wishing them well by their name. May they be happy. May they be well. Giving yourself time to sense what that feels like. Allowing yourself to feel what is happening in your heart. Feeling any resistance. Maybe imagining what it would be like to let this person be, to wish them well in their life. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be free from suffering and live a life of peace and ease. Remembering you don't have to love this person. Maybe seeing your common humanity may help you cross the divide that separates you. Sitting and breathing with the intention to cultivate and send metta to this difficult person. Bringing this person to mind when you notice your attention has gone somewhere else. Wishing them well. Allowing awareness to be in the body. Easing, softening any tension that is built. Connecting with the breath in the body. And when you're ready, bringing to mind all four people you have had in the practice. Yourself, your good friend, the neutral person, and the difficult person. Imagining all of you together, maybe in a circle, with a sense of metta between you, all of you recognizing one another's desire to be happy and wishing one another well, looking for a response to all four that is the same, equal, as the sun shines on everything indiscriminately. Allowing your awareness now to move outwards. An awareness imbued with metta, loving kindness and warmth. Slowly taking in your street, suburb, the district you live in, and so on. Just gently moving outward. Knowing that metta has a natural tendency to expand. We can wish all beings well as they are encountered in your imagination. As awareness radiates out and expands further and further, you might bring to mind all kinds of people from different cultures, countries, people you know, people you don't know. Identifying maybe the aspects we all have in common. You may imagine their voices or see them visually or just have a sense of them. Circles of light, circles of metta. Radiating and expanding across the whole world, including all beings. May all beings be happy in their heart of hearts. May all beings be well and free from suffering. May all beings, wherever they are, find a way to live with ease and peace in their lives. As we breathe out, imagining the breath imbued with metta, reaching all beings. And when you're ready, slowly bringing awareness back to yourself. Just as you wish all beings to be well and free from suffering, gently saying to yourself, may I too be free from suffering, and may I make progress. Gently coming back to the body, sitting here, breathing. As you breathe in, imagine giving yourself a final shower of metta, of loving kindness, permeating your whole being. Just sitting for a few moments with the effects of this practice, not making any effort. Noticing how you're feeling right now. As you become aware of the room around you. Sounds inside the room and outside the room. Sense of the body sitting here breathing. And slowly in your own time, bringing the practice to a close.